brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, we are live. It is Tuesday, the 25th day of September 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours. I had a chance to take a couple days off and take my son camping. We went hunting, but it really turned into camping. We didn't do much hunting. And it just always gives you a chance to reflect on things and to also people watch. And I have, of course, studied the scientific ramifications of this. It's not just my opinion. But more and more I realize what we really face is a population that is in a trance-like medical state. The general public is in a trance-like mental state. And it is a fact that our food, our water, our air is being bombarded with chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals, to incapacitate the population for assimilation into this global governance system. And I was just thinking over the weekend, I couldn't resist via wireless internet on my iPad, reading the news, and it was just each story crazier than the last. Like, I have a whole stack of news in there on Rob Dew's desk. I came in yesterday and meant to do a report, but ended up compiling even more articles, so I'll be doing that report tonight on the nightly news. But I should probably go over some of those today, and I forgot to get those. They're in on Rob Dew's desk. It's a big stack of police state news. And, you know, it's stuff like a woman arrested because her neighbor saw her write YouTube Building 7 on the sidewalk with chalk. And the police came and charged her. They're charging her with vandalism, even though the chalk is sold everywhere and it washes off the street and it's clearly the First Amendment and highly protected. It reminded me of that Marine Corps veteran, honorably discharged, who posted on his Facebook about 9/11 being an inside job, one of our listeners. And when the psychiatrist got him alone, you know, that was the big issue, was that he was a person that questioned terror events. You see, that's what the system's scared of, because all of their illegitimate power grab, they rationalize it by saying, we're protecting you from Al-Qaeda. And that's basically how they've been able to take over our society. Here it is, the Napa Valley Register. Sidewalk chalking provokes police. Provokes police. Of course, maybe next time the chalk will threaten the officers and she'll have to be killed. Houston PD kills wheelchair-ridden schizophrenic double amputee armed with a pin. And he had a pin in his hand, and he was yelling over a pack of cigarettes that had been stolen. And so they shot him. And the great part about this is the police chief says that they did the right thing. And they talk about how they took care and dealt with the civilian. I love the military terminology. And they're federalizing the police as well. I've come to the realization that, that we were right about everything, basically. And those of you that like living in slavery, those of you that enjoy it, you're going to get a lot more of it. So enjoy. Take the vaccines, drink the fluoride water, and eat some more GMO. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and a $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You have found it, my friends, the tip of the spear when it comes to waking up free humanity to the globalist control freak, technocratic slave state that they call a new world order. It's really just all the old tyrannies mixed together and tied together by high-tech systems of surveillance and domination. It is Tuesday, the 25th day of September, 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and coming up for about 30 minutes in the second hour, we're going to talk to Carl Mayer via video Skype, Chris Hedges' lawyer, the Pulitzer Prize winner. It was almost a few weeks ago. We want to break down the National Defense Authorization Act and the court battle that is ongoing right now. The injunctions, the counter-injunctions, and the fact that it's going to the Supreme Court. This is one of the most important court cases in U.S. history, no doubt. So this is all coming up today. We will have open phones as well on any subject you'd like to raise, any point. I have basically self-diagnosed the fact that I am absolutely, completely overwhelmed. And I know you are as well. Every day, for instance, there are stacks of confirmed human experimentation against U.S. military troops, veterans, you name it. I mean, I have an investigation here that hasn't even broken yet. That is confirmed with the government pumping toxic gases into hospitals just to see what it does to patients. I have reports here with more scientists bragging that they know the GMO is having backdoor traits added to it to sterilize you and give you cancer. We're being murdered. I mean, it really all comes down to that. All the rest of the news is just window dressing on the road to dehumanization. But in the final equation, all of the minions of the system, all of the servants of the system, they themselves are being killed by the globalists. You see, this is all about testing how much poison they can put in the food and water, how many diseases they can give us, and will we notice when type 2 diabetes is up over 3,000% in the general population in the last 25 years? It's up even higher in Hispanics and Native Americans. They want to see if we'll notice that autism's up from 25,300 and something to 1 in 58. If you add boys and girls together, it's even higher if you take the girls out of the equation. Or that breast cancer's up several thousand percentage points and that we lead the world in that. Gut disorders, we lead the world in that. Obesity, we lead the world in that. Retardation, we lead the world in that. Chromosomal disorders, we lead the world in that. Neurological disorders, we lead the world in that. I mean, this isn't me just saying this. Go look it up. We are being devastated right now. And the general public is so fad-driven and so hollow. And it's not their fault they were raised like this, that all they're talking about is the referee call. Will you guys print me some stuff on that? The referee call at some NFL game because the referees are on strike or something. I don't know. I was exercising this morning, and all I heard adults talking about was this. And this is out of the park, by the way, and I'm having to listen to this. And then I get into the office, and Dan Bedondi's like, yeah, you watch. This is all anybody's going to want to talk about is this referee thing. It is such an assault on the mind to know that we are under sustained globalist attack. Not my opinion, absolute fact. And pediatric diseases are off the chart. It makes me so upset for all these children. And women are being chopped up left and right. Little girls, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, are getting ovarian cancer, something that never happened until women were, you know, at least in their 30s or 40s. I mean, they're killing us, and it's all a big test to see how much they can do to us before we even notice, and then also siphoning off all of the profit, all of the energy we accrue, because that's what money in the bank is symbols of energy. All the savings we accrue is siphoned off through the medical complex. This weekend, I talked to no less than 6 people who just had best friends, wives, husbands, neighbors die while having minor surgeries from flesh-eating bacteria, basically. I mean, the hospitals, the statistics are there. They are the number one most dangerous place in the country. They are factories of unmitigated death. I was in somebody's house this weekend, and they have a lady that comes over a couple times a week to clean the house. And I walk in there. This is actually family. And in the middle of the table is fluoride water for babies. And I said, I know you know this is really bad. I said, who's drinking this? And they said, look, she brings her baby here when she cleans. she's not going to listen. She's about to get out of nursing school. And I said, yeah, but the American Medical Association says children under six shouldn't have fluoride. And the answer was, she doesn't care. She listens to the AMA. And I'm like, but I just said the AMA's been forced now 6 years ago to admit don't give children fluoridated toothpaste or water. But it doesn't matter. The store says fluoride for babies, and it's, what is it, 3 or 4 parts per million? That's many times higher than what's in the water supply, which is admitted in the big new Harvard study to cause 20-point IQ reduction on average. That's the difference between being really smart and being stupid, folks. And bone cancer, you name it. But see, they do. They tell the nursing students still have fluoride water. They tell them you got to take vaccines or you can't have a job. And the average people they're hiring to be nurses literally couldn't tie their shoelaces now. And my point is it's very painful to not even be able to communicate with people. By the way, it's caused a big furor that the Harvard study has that stupid name Harvard on it. There's thousands of studies, thousands, over 2,000, going back 100 years or so, on the effects of not a little bit of calcium fluoride you need, but sodium fluoride when they manipulate the molecular structure. The type of acid they put in your water makes it hundreds of times more deadly, according to the brain surgeons and scientists we've interviewed. And it goes in there, and it's an adjuvant for everything else toxic in your body and fills up the thyroid and other areas and blocks them from getting the good minerals and things you need. But I was just thinking about not being able to get through to people because they have a hypnotic conditioning point. They have a hypnotic compulsion basically implanted in them. That's what this is. And so many people, when you warn them, they get this weird little smile on their face. And then they laugh at you, and that's the compulsion they've been programmed with. And so basically, it's like people slitting their wrist collectively and just easing back into a hot bath to keep their veins open. And that's what our society's done. And so now there's a lot of heat on Harvard because they actually told the truth, their big medical center study, about the precious fluoride. No one wants to admit, you know, that this has been done to us, sprayed on the crops, put in hundreds of parts per million in so many different canned foods. I mean, just brain damaging level. I didn't need to be told that stuff was in canned foods when I was a kid. I got to where I wouldn't eat it because it would give me a horrible headache. The Harvard study comes out. There's an article at Infowars.com on this from naturalnews.com. And Harvard said, well, yeah, the study does show this, but it only lowers IQs outside of America. There's some new weird spin where they're going to say, but it doesn't hurt Americans. It actually says that. And so, yeah, you shouldn't brush your teeth with it or drink it outside of America, but it's still okay inside of America. I mean, that's kind of like the American Medical Association was forced and the American Dental Association in 2006. So I guess that's 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Because of lawsuits and everything, they come out and go, yeah, okay, it's true. Sodium fluoride's really bad for you, and it gives you fluorosis and causes bone fractures and joint problems and early onset of different types of joint disorders. You know, now they have the early onset of arthritis, early onset of, you know, oh, you're 35, it's time to get your Alzheimer's now. Crohn's disease is now, you know, all over the place, didn't exist 50 years ago. They're killing us. They're killing us. And it really only comes down to that. That's why now I don't even have any adrenaline when a cop gets behind me or when somebody gets in my face. I'm just looking at a dead zombie. And I even talk to him like that. I go ahead, if you want to trump something up, try to make something up and search my car. You know, our government injects small children with syphilis and HIV. And they start laughing. And I go, Yeah, I wouldn't laugh if I was you. You need to just look that up on your smartphone. Find out I'm telling you the truth. A lot of times that isn't funny after I say that.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Freedom is knowing what your environment is. Freedom is being able to move. Freedom is being able to not be dependent on others. And more we're losing all of our basic freedoms. It is such a basic assault on humanity that so many people don't even value what reality is. They just accept whatever comes in the mail. They accept whatever the television says. They just accept driving down the road that there's a toll road on the road now. They just accept that the school says it's the law. Your child has to take all these shots when it's not the law. Here's what I want to say before I get into the news and then your phone calls, and it's really this. Bad people run America. Bad people run most countries of the world. And I've made it my life for the last 19 years or so, 17 years on air, to study exactly what these bad people believe in. And these bad people believe you're dumb animals that need to be dumbed down further so you can be gotten rid of in an orderly fashion. You're like a group of ugly little stunted trees to them that they want to cut down so that they can plant their garden. And it is the ultimate sin from my perspective to have a ruling class that seeks consciously to distract and physically harm and dumb down the population. Because when you decide to tell humanity that they're trash, humanity then doesn't have any benchmark and decides that they're trash, and then things start to degenerate and unravel. And then there's the system posing as the societal referee who will fix things as it collapses. And people need to come to the realization that they've got all these excuses and all the propaganda at the grassroots level of why government's doing this and why government's doing that, and there's always a good reason for it. But we do not have benevolent people in charge. We have malevolent. Malevolent. The most malevolent people that have ever been on the face of the world. So malevolent that I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not saying this literally, but that's why I came to the realization that I can't knock David Icke. Because they might as well be evil aliens from a distant star system here manipulating us through a hierarchical system to set up a global extermination grid. Might as well be 7-foot lizards, folks, okay? Because that's what they're doing to us. It's our own species who openly in all their papers say they've created a new species, they're godlike, they're going to merge with the supercomputers, they're going to have all the life extension, and we're dead. And I sit there and I go, hey, you know, when Nightline's here or MSNBC and they're making fun of me, I go, here, let me just show you eco-science. Let me just show you Bertrand Russell's book. Here, let me just show you this MIT document. Let me show you how there's continuity of agenda. And they just laugh and go, we're not going to look at that, Mr. Jones. That's not true. That couldn't be. Okay, well, you're saying there's no world government. Let me show you 7-8 clips here of world leaders calling for global government. And they go, well, they're talking about a different global government than you. And I look at the guy in his suit and I go, you know this stuff's going on. You don't want to look at it. You don't think you can change it. This is an ABC host. Guy hosts ABC Nightly News. I said, you don't think you can change it, Annie. You just want to live your life. And he goes, let's go eat at Fogo de Chao. I was like, all right, I'll go eat a bunch of red meat at a Brazilian steakhouse if it's on you. And I go, and we're like soldiers from different armies, you know, who kind of just met at a little inn in a demilitarized zone. And they even used a clip of me saying that. You're doing your job, ABC, I'm doing mine. Like soldiers across a picket line. They even used that in the Nightline piece at the end of it, me saying it, because we talked about that at dinner. And it was just like, it was beyond bizarre. It was just like, hey, we work for the system. We're not even going to debate these facts with you. Let's go drink some wine. Don't you understand? That guy had kids. They're spraying them. They're putting stuff in the water. And, of course, all these well-to-do, successful people, they don't take vaccines. They don't eat GMO when they can help it. They have filtered water. I'll never forget when I had that state attorney on from Maryland when they were forcibly injecting thousands of kids a few years ago. It was a big national story. And I had him on. He goes, yeah, I don't vaccinate my kids. Started laughing. It's like, it's crazy. All right, I'm coming back, hit news. I promise I'll hit news and give the number out and take your calls. We got a guest on for 30 minutes, then it'll be nothing but calls today. And I just know this. I'm siding with truth.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
So many of my listeners are still asking for the free Nitro Boost with their T-Gen. Let me break it down for you here. T-Gen is the new free testosterone booster from Chamonix. You know what boosting free testosterone will do for you. Increased desire, libido, and better results when you exercise. But men now know that nitric oxide is also essential for improved performance and enhanced sexual function. And that's what Nitro Boost does. So back by popular demand, when you order T-Gen now, you will get 2 free bottles of Nitro Boost with your order. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Mention this radio station and get a free upgrade to priority shipping. Increase your sexual desire, muscle growth with exercise, and add Nitro Boost for a new level of satisfaction, and right now, it's free. Order T-Gen and get 2 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free. And as always, you get the Chamonix 90-day money-back guarantee. Call now, 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Yeah, she gets her way. If the New World Order gets her way, we are all done for. It is Tuesday, the 25th day of September 2012. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Let's just go over some of the headlines that are here in my stack. Sidewalk chalk provokes police. They've arrested her with felony charges. Napa Valley Register, the woman who basically runs a restaurant, no criminal record, wrote YouTube WTC7. How much you want to bet she's a listener? Wrote it in front of her house, and they arrested her. Welcome to Communist China and beyond. Here it is. New Jersey attempts to strip parental rights when vaccine anti-exemption bill. So they've already tried to lie to everybody and tell you it's the law to take shots. So when you actually wake up and find out they're in the law, well, they try to pass a law. Kind of like New Jersey towns are voting to take fluoride out of the water last year. So they passed a state law saying you've got to have fluoride in the water because they care so much about you.
Continuing, woman faces jail time for growing vegetable garden in her own yard. Remember that? Continuing here, court rules motorists can be detained for paying by cash at toll booths, using cash increasingly seen as suspicious activity. In this case, as little as $5, the police are called. But banks can launder hundreds of billions of drug money a year and run the aircraft, because they run the country and they run the toll roads, the private toll roads. This is all a takeover. Tennessee man arrested and imprisoned for using cash. Here's another article on that. Louisiana's banned using cash in secondhand sales. Texas woman sues Walmart for ripping up her own $100 bill. Child endangerment. Again, more and more mothers being arrested for children even playing in the front yard or in their cul-de-sac. So that's just, you know, some of that type of news going on. Oh, yeah, land of the free, home of the brave, ladies and gentlemen. The criminals run things. How do they legalize slavery again? They have a bunch of bureaucrats and nanny state people who say if it's for your safety, we need to do it. You know, I was just reading about Barton Springs, rated the number one natural pool in Texas, here in Austin. And I've been doing more research on it this week because they're trying to shut it down, basically, so developers can take it over. And I found out 3 years ago, I'd heard about this, but I went and looked it up. They were going to cut all the trees down up above it so that they could build condominiums up there. And their excuse was, well, trees, limbs could fall off trees and hit you, so we need to cut them down and build a high-rise apartment. That was going to be phase two. Oh, we're the state. We're going to take your children from you because they were playing in your front yard. Your 11-year-old child was playing in your front yard. And we're going to give them to CPS workers that are seven times more likely, Justice Department numbers, to sexually abuse them, five times more likely to physically abuse them. But let me just get into some of the news of today here. Al Gore on his TV network that almost no one watches, Al Gore is now going to do dirty weather reports. And Al Gore is saying that, well, anytime there's any type of bad weather, it's because you didn't pay him and the Rothschilds enough money. So we're going to be getting into that report. Also, we're going to get into France set to ban the words mother and father from official documents because those are homophobic. This is London Telegraph. Those are homophobic because that might hurt somebody's feelings. Okay. Continuing here, China says first aircraft carrier entering service. Going to break down exactly what that means. French surgeon who's been back from the emergency hospitals and giving aid for the rebels, NATO-backed, in Syria says half of rebels in Syria are al-Qaeda terrorists. Continuing here, Houston PD kills wheelchair-ridden schizophrenic double amputee armed with a pin. So now you don't drop a gun at the scene when you kill somebody. You just drop a pin. FBI will investigate police shooting of unarmed double amputee. That's out today from KHOU. Who investigates the FBI for Fast and Furious with the ATF? I'm not saying they shouldn't investigate, but who investigates them? Well, nobody. Who investigates them for torching Waco to show everybody you don't shoot at the ATF when they shoot at you? You just let them mow you down. You don't shoot back. So we're going to blow it up and burn little kids up because we're tough. Who's going to investigate them for that? No, nobody. Nobody is the answer to that. QE4, the big banks on Wall Street are already asking for more. $85 billion a month is not enough. Of course, then they don't loan it out to you, though. It's not for you. They're waging economic war on you because you put up with it. You gullibly smile and believe the system and think it's cute and buy into their narrative. And so you're basically like a blind man tied down with pig blood poured all over you in the middle of wolf-infested forest. in the middle of winter. And you have decided that you're in a wonderful, safe place, and you're not going to even try to struggle and get loose. You're not going to even call for help, because it would be scary to admit you were in trouble. So you're just going to go down with the ship, because, hey, perception is reality. The admins say, of course, it really isn't. Let's continue here with this little piece of news. This is up at drudgereport.com on the right-hand side, or you can find it up at infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. It's a Paul Joseph Watson article. His wife is from China. Well, we break a lot of news out of China because she can read the Chinese, and then so good job to Ehan getting all this done. You know, they were told they better watch themselves reporting on China. They got word from China that they don't cotton to her and her free speech, but she does continue to write articles and contribute to them. Man charged by... I have an article here about a man charged for a lemonade stand, but first I'm going to get to this one. Man crushed by road-flattening truck on orders of Chinese officials. So again, man crushed by road-flattening truck or steamroller. Man crushed by a steamroller truck on orders of Chinese officials. Villager attempted to resist forced government relocation. And, of course, we've all seen the famous Tiananmen Square photo of the man standing in front of the tank. And, of course, just a few months ago, they released the larger photo that wasn't cropped of more than 20 tanks actually held up by the one man. Of course, later they just ordered the tanks to start rolling over people. They thought that that would not allow people to take photos or get film of it once nightfall came. We actually have a clip of that in Endgame from Chinese television of the authoritarians with pleasure, with satisfied looks on their faces, announcing that everyone would be killed and run over, and then we show images of people just all over the place, roadkill, run over by the tanks. And there's a Foxconn riots. They've put up suicide nets around the Apple contractor plant. They have the worst conditions in China. The people that have children chain them to light poles. Guys, type in children chained to light poles in China. That's the daycare system. And they chain them to light poles. They'll probably actually turn out better than children brought up in these government brainwashing centers being injected with toxic chemicals and taught how to not tie their shoelaces. But what do they say? Prosperity makes monsters. Adversity makes men. The way Victor Hugo coined it, it sounds better. Adversity makes men. Prosperity makes monsters. Adversity makes men. But they have the Foxconn people suiciding. They're now trying to drug the employees to make them submit. They have robots that watch them for vital signs to see if there's any problems, to call the authorities to take away the biological android. Yeah, if you scroll down, you can then see the photo. We have it up at prisonplanet.tv of children chained to the light poles. But again, continuing, they now test you, too, at the medicalized Gen 21 tyranny centers. And if you are pregnant, well, you have the abortion or you're kicked out of Foxconn. See, this world is going on a course. But people that watch television all day and watch NFL football 24/7 and Sports Center, and women that watch their dramas and soap operas, and everybody in the industrialized world who's doing okay, we just think everything's a big wonderland. It's all a big party. And then you wonder why you're unfulfilled. And then the rest of the world that's deeper in this new world order than we are They're worse off under globalism. They're in living hells. It comes out in the African and Indian newspapers that they catch the UN and World Health Organization injecting people with live syphilis, live polio, live HIV. Tetanus has hormones added to it to sterilize them. It all comes out that, you know, the BBC even had to admit 10 years ago that they did a big medical study and that in one African country, 40-something percent of the people under 20 had HIV. And they had medical doctors look at thousands of the young women, and they did not have their hymen broken. They had never had intercourse. And they had been injected when they were given the smallpox shot with the HIV. And the answer was, well, they must have been, the UN must have been sharing needles. And I'm supposed to sit here and, you know, go to a bar today. If I was a cool guy, you know, a well-adjusted guy, I'd go to a bar today and I'd pull up my chair and I would impress the guys with how much I knew about football. But when you actually talk to other guys about football, it's all hollow. It's not even real. It's like a thing they just do, most of them, because that's what men do. Men give their kids fluoride toothpaste. They give them all the shots. They wonder why Junior can't talk at age 10. You know, you wear a football jersey. You bow up to people if they look at you wrong. But then if they actually want to fight you, you cower. People don't really get in fights that much anymore. They just start one with you, and when you go, okay, let's go, oh, then they get scared and back off. See, everything's about imagining you're tough. I see all these bureaucrats and people look at people with anger and hatred and power. You know, I see cops bow up to people and walk up to families and, you know, try to intimidate them. It's very pathetic. You mean, you feel sorry for them. Not all the cops do it. Before I even saw this article Sunday night about people having the police called on them nationwide, not just Florida, if you pay even with a $20 bill now, or if you pay with cash at a toll booth, even with a $5 bill, that's in the news. We were driving back. We drove to and from East Texas. And I decided to take the toll roads in Austin. All the new roads they've built the last 15 years are toll roads. And I happened to read the records. It was all built, over 90%, was built with taxpayer money, fully paid for. Taxpayer money in the state where I live and other states now does not go to build or fix roads. It goes to build toll roads or add a lane or restripe existing roads to put toll roads on it to give all the profits to offshore companies like Centra Zachary. Centra bought, last time I checked, over 200 Texas papers. They have financed the mayors, everybody. They pretty much run the towns. Now they run the water. They run the schools. They run the roads. I mean, I'm a slave. So I said, I want to shoot some video of this. We were driving the RV. Richard went with us. So we drove out on the big 35 loop they've built that's mile marked to go all the way to Canada. So it's the Napa Superhighway officially, but the media just came out and said it doesn't exist. Remember that? When Ron Paul was criticizing it, they said, it doesn't exist. There were billboards up saying Trans-Texas Corridor, first leg of the NAFTA superhighway. I mean, hundreds of billboards. Texans saw them. CNN went on and said it didn't exist. See, that's targeting people in a trance. And he would pay with a $20 bill because they make you stop every 5 miles. If you don't have the text tag, you know, the tag thing, you just stop every 5 miles. So he gave her a 20, and the woman looked at him with her mouth open, but the eyes glaring on a power trip. And I noticed it was women everywhere, going and coming back. We also took some of the side junctions in North Austin across Round Rock over to North Austin. And the women would rise up in their chairs and stick their chest out and glare when we paid with cash. And I realized it's a mentally ill template. I've actually got it down to about five different templates people are following. One of them I call the I'm a rock star template. You'll see trendies especially, and they'll just be standing there under a tree at the park or whatever before they go for a jog or a swim or whatever is happening. And they'll have this satisfied look just standing there. And I've even walked over and I said, well, what were you just thinking about? And they'll go, oh, I won't talk. You were just thinking about how you're really cool, weren't you? And I actually had somebody this morning go, how did you know that? Man, I'm telling you, I'm figuring all this out, folks. It's really freaking me out. They are like they're in these trance states, and they're following downloaded templates they've been given. There's a tough guy template. There's a trendy template. I've got to write all this up. I've got to put all this down like in a book so people can. The number one thing we've got to do is break people out of their trance. We got to do it, folks. And the question is, how do you break them out of a trance? Because they're also pre-programmed when you warn them to go into this little smiley face thing they do of satisfaction.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't call my name out your window, I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone.
So more and more we live in a fully immersed propaganda state. Chemicals, biologicals are added. The scientific state is constantly being caught doing chemical, biological, radiological testing on the American people, including lethal testing. U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B, says, well, you can't do lethal testing or any type of testing without consent on the public unless it's for research purposes. So all of this is research by a technocratic elite that absolutely get off on the fact that you're obsessed with Hollywood, football, how you look, all of this. You know, men are obsessed with sports and acting tough, while the real world goes on all around you by the social engineers. And they decide what color the highway signs are, and they decide what your kids eat at school, and they decide what your police do, and they decide how big your parking spaces are and what type of toilets you've got. They run it all. And now they're saying they're going to decide who can have kids because you're going to have genetic screening. I've got articles here with Michelle Obama deciding what's on your school menu. And mommy and daddy now started in Illinois 2 years ago. It's now happening in Colorado, Texas, you name it. Parents can't pack lunches because you can't be trusted. Forced inoculations are accelerating all across the country outside of law. I mean, I'm not here trying to scare you. I believe you have courage and that when you're faced with the truth, you'll want to do something about it. Speaking of courage, we had him on 2 weeks ago. Chris Hedges, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author, researcher, journalist, who would and could have been picked up under the NDAA for simply interviewing people. His lawyer, Carl Mayer, will be joining us for about 30 minutes when we start the next hour to break down exactly where this case is. Because you hear about it being you know, having a stay put on it, an injunction, and that being lifted. Is it going to the Supreme Court? We're going to break down what's one of the most important cases in U.S. history coming up here in a moment. I mean, I've seen people say as important since the Pentagon Papers. The Pentagon Papers was sure about the power of a whistleblower. And it was also about exposing that they knew they couldn't win the Vietnam War, and it was just a profit-making exercise. But this is much bigger. This is the government saying, we'll disappear you and execute you or torture you. I mean, this is the king saying, take him away. Take her away. This is going back to before the Magna Carta, so it doesn't get any bigger. This is one of the most important court cases, if not the most important, since Dred Scott. This is like the issue of slavery. Well, it's not like the issue of slavery. It is. And so I don't like the people saying it's the biggest thing since the Pentagon Papers. We've interviewed Daniel Ellsberg. It was a very important case. The Pentagon Papers was not one-tenth, in my view, as important as this NDAA situation. And the fact that the right-wing and left-wing establishments are both want this because they're a bunch of tyrants run by foreign corporations that have hijacked this nation. We're going into a very long night. And if we don't recognize tyranny for what it is and say no to it and speak out against it, we will be overrun by it. As Thomas Jefferson pointed out, the exact level of tyranny we will live under is the amount we put up with. Don't forget, this broadcast is also listener-supported. You can watch video streams of the radio by subscribing to PrisonPlanet.tv. There's 15-day free trials there right now, PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget, we have the best water filters, period, discounted at InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.